Nolte, CNN's Jake Tapper admits he allowed Ocasio-Cortez to lie about Trump. By John Nolte on March 23, 2020. CNN's Jake Tapper is admitting he knew Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, told a lie about President Trump on his Sunday show and he chose to not challenge or correct her. This is a remarkable admission from an increasingly unstable CNN anchor, who just last week demanded the American president stop communicating directly with the American people. Before I get to the specifics of what happened, I want to be very clear about what happened. This is not a situation where a politician snuck one past an interviewer. No, Tapper knew she was lying and chose not to correct the record or challenge her. And how do we know Tapper knew she was lying and chose not to correct the record or challenge her? Because Tapper is proudly and publicly admitting he knew she was lying and chose not to correct the record or challenge her. To make matters worse, and as if to prove he could use a few weeks' bed rest to box his moral compass, if he even has one, Tapper is blaming Trump for his own breathtaking lack of journalistic ethics. Here's what happened. Ocasio-Cortez appeared on Tapper's State of the Union Sunday and repeated the long-debunked lie that Trump described the coronavirus as a hoax. After Tapper was criticized online for not challenging or correcting her, he smugly took to Twitter and admitted he chose to allow her to lie to his audience, and then bizarrely blamed Trump for his own moral lapse. "I thought about it, because the president did not call the virus a hoax," Tapper tweeted Sunday to someone who said he should have fact-checked Ocasio-Cortez. "But I didn't because he did call a hoax the concerns of those saying that the response from the president was insufficient and that he was downplaying the gravity of the crisis. And that too was a lie," he added. Then came this jaw-dropping admission, emphasis added. "I guess that's the problem with a politician who lies so often. While I agree that Democrats are mischaracterizing what he said, what he did say was also false, so it's tough to justify taking the time for a fact check when it's not taking a stand defining the truth. It comes down to this." Jake Tapper remained silent in the face of lies and disinformation because he hates Trump. And then after getting caught, he responds and rationalizes by attacking Trump. And this is the second incident in just a few days that points to Tapper becoming increasingly unmoored. If President Trump is not capable of leading stably and effectively, he should, for the good of the country, stop making things worse and consider leaving the podium to others, Tapper said on Thursday. And let's not forget Tapper identifies as an objective journalist. What set Tapper off was Trump ripping into NBC's Peter Alexander during the president's Thursday afternoon news briefing. But during his sanctimonious monologue calling for the president to go away, Tapper deliberately misled his minuscule audience. Instead of informing viewers of the full context of the exchange between Trump and Alexander, a seething Tapper lied about the exchange. Tapper chose to deceive his viewers by deliberately leaving out the key part of the exchange where Alexander interrupted, practically heckled, and accused the president of offering false hope. And now, Tapper is so unstable and frustrated, he's allowing Democrats to come on his low-rated Sunday show and tell flat-out lies. Jake Tapper is allowing his own viewers to be misinformed. All I can say is this. Never once in the 30 years I've been monitoring the media have I ever seen a so-called journalist justify and practically brag about allowing what he knows are lies and disinformation to take place on his own news program. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.